one of the difficulties with Tullenstrand in Bundoran is there is a very dangerous and very vicious riptide experienced on that strand that you wouldn't know about if you were looking at the water. Local people tend to know about it. Local people tend to know the water, tend to know where to go, and more importantly, tend to know where not to go. But to visitors to the area, it's not as clear cut. And one of the issues raised during the inquest into the death of that soldier was the issue of signage. Donegal County Council saying there is some signage there, but the need for more signage was noted, and a number of business people and others have got together in the Bundoran area to erect a sign in the Tullenstrand area. One of those people is Killian O'Kelly, and he joins us now. Killian, good morning.
Good morning, Donal.
Killian, we have heard about this tragic loss of life at Tullenstrand, but I think it is fair to say that whereas locals are aware of the danger and locals are aware of the characteristics of that strand, visitors aren't.
That's correct. Most locals in the Bundoran area would know about it, and indeed the thing that is dangerous, the rip itself, is actually an advantage when you're a surfer. Surfers would actually jump straight into that rip to get themselves out to where the waves are breaking. One of the big problems in Tullen is in the last 20 years, Tullenstrand has gone from a beach that only a handful of local people use to a beach that literally thousands and thousands of surfers and swimmers and all sorts of beach users are using. It's exploded in popularity because it is such a good surfing beach.
Now, as you say, the surfers will use it, but obviously the surfers are people who know what they're doing. Sadly, in terms of the loss of life, most recently that soldier whose inquest took place recently, they were people who weren't from the area, who didn't know what they were doing. And that really points to the need for signage, just to advise people exactly what it is they're dealing with.
It is. And I mean, that the incident with the soldiers, it was such an innocent thing last year. They came out from Finner Camp just up the road there. I think there was five or six of them. They were playing football on the beach. They went in to cool down. Nice summer's day. It was sunny. They went in to cool down afterwards. And all of them got in trouble, and one of them paid the ultimate price. And we had an incident 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you know about it, with the Fermanagh football team that were down, and nine of them, same thing, went in to cool down, only went as far as waist depth and got pulled out by the rip along the cliff there at Tullenstrand.
And it was, in fact, if I recall, it was local surfers who came to their aid and actually got them in.
It was four surf instructors. A good friend of mine, Owen Murphy, was involved in it and had to jump off the cliff and had to throw surfboards off the cliff. The lifeboat had to attend, a helicopter attended, and five ambulances attended. So it was very nearly, I hate to say it, but it was very nearly a very severe tragedy. It was the hard work of the emergency services and pot luck that there was four surf instructors there. In fact, the luck ran out for the soldiers the previous year because they just happened to be later in the evening and the surf schools had all closed up. They'd closed up for the evening and gone home. And that was the difference between the two incidents. Well, it was just the time of day.
So what's happened now is you and some other local businesses and people have got together and actually locally funded and locally provided new signage that's going to actually make it clearer to visitors and hopefully placed more prominently as well, so people know exactly what's happening. Tell us about the sign and how it came about.
So local businesses and local people who are involved in the lifeboat, people involved in Irish water safety, indeed the guards. A meeting was called, a kind of community meeting, if you like, and in the light of what happened with the footballers, and I suppose it was timely that the inquest into the death last year on Tullen, you know, a lot of people decided enough is enough. We went up to Tullenstrand and we had a look at what signage was there. There's one, I suppose, 25, 30-year-old sign that says unsafe for bathing, which is faded now. And, Tullen has got so busy, the signage just isn't adequate anymore. So, you know, a call was put into the county council, and I think the county council are discussing putting up their own signage. But there's issues around Tullen, around the access isn't public access, so it's not actually county council land. So the landowner was approached, he was involved in getting the sign up, and basically the local community paid for it, and we put up an 8x4 sign right at the access. Like, you have to walk by it to get onto the beach. It describes the dangers. It mentions that nine people had to be rescued out of the rip, and very much to the point, this is where you cannot swim, you cannot enter the water. And really, it's, I suppose, it's a community response to a problem in our local area. Nobody in Bundoran wants to see another tragedy in Tullenstrand. We had a tragedy last year. We very nearly had a serious tragedy 2 weeks ago. And I guess the community decided it was time to do something about it, and we got the big sign erected, and it's right there as you walk down onto Tullenstrand now.
Now, it should be acknowledged, Killian, you are part of Bundoran Ornella yourself, although you're speaking more as a representative of the community who was involved in this initiative, and I know you're stressing it was a community initiative and not necessarily an Ornella initiative.
It wasn't an Ornella initiative. I mean, Ornella is a rescue service. I am part of it the last 8 years, but I also run a surf school in the town, and, you know, I suppose I make my living out of bringing people into the water at Tullenstrand in its simplest form. And, you know, I'm a former lifeguard on the other beach in Bundoran, the Bundoran main beach. But, you know, so I'm heavily involved in it. But there was an awful lot of momentum in Bundoran now to try and get this problem solved. And the surfing community has twice gone to the Donegal Electoral Area Committee and twice done presentations. We did one in 2011 and we did one in 2015, looking for ambulance access, proper access onto the beach, which money has been allocated to since the old Bundoran Town Council was done away with. They allocated, I think, up to 400,000 euros to put access onto the beach. We need lifeguards now, and we need facilities. We've no toilets, no showers, no running water, no lifeguards, no access, and not enough signage. So we're in a bad way. But we also have tried to approach this with Donegal County Council. You know, we've tried to work with them. That's why we went to the electoral area meetings and made the presentations. And in fairness, the county councillors, two of which came to that community meeting last week, Niamh Kennedy and Barry O'Neill, the county councillors have worked with us. But it seems that the Donegal County Council is, I hate to say it, but it seems like they're caught up in their own red tape. They're having an awful lot of problems moving this project forward.
Yeah. You were saying there is a local landowner involved. Now, from what you were saying, certainly in terms of this particular signage initiative, that landowner was amenable to what was happening in terms of providing the signages and so on. Are you getting the impression that the landowner is quite happy to talk to the council to discuss these issues?
Definitely, and I mean, only for that local landowner and the help he has given us maintaining that access. The surf schools have helped maintain it, the horse riding schools, the local landowner. There would be no access onto Tullenstrand. It got completely washed away in the bad storm, I think it was 2013 or January 2014, and we had to rebuild it up. All this while the county council have the money allocated but just seem not able to spend it. But you know, without the landowner, there would be no access to Tullen. But that's what's happening in Bundoran. The community is responding in the absence of the county council responding. And I'm not one of these people that gives out about the county council. But, you know, if they don't do it, we have to do it. And that's what's happened last week with the signage. You know, they didn't put up any new signage after that soldier died last year. We got a phone call from the county council to say that in 2 weeks' time they're going to have a meeting about putting up new signage. But we felt that this was all moving too slowly. So the community are paying for the access onto Tullenstrand. The community are paying for the signage. But I do feel strongly, and I said this recently to people around Bundoran, if Donegal County Council can't provide a lifeguard service onto Tullenstrand next season 2018, the community in Bundoran may have to provide the lifeguard service onto Tullenstrand, and that would be that. You know, that would really be a disgrace, because it'd be the first independent lifeguard service on a beach in Ireland. You know, the county council's responsibility is to put the lifeguards on the beach. They put lifeguards on 14 other beaches in Donegal, including beaches that are not near as popular or near as dangerous as Bundoran is. For example, Merva Beach, 10 miles up the road, doesn't get half the visitors. It has portaloos, it has lifeguards, it has everything. But we on Tullenstrand, with thousands of people in the water every day, we've no facilities, no lifeguards, no access, and private signage now. So we're behind the curve. And in fairness, to defend Donegal County Council, you know, they've been caught out by how popular this beach has got.
Well, hopefully what's happening in Bundoran, as you say, it'll spur on the council, and the people's example as such will give the council the impetus it needs. Before I let you go, Killian, a listener has made contact just asking, could you explain exactly what a rip current is? Can you get it anywhere, or are they sort of specific to certain areas?
Well, you know, I suppose you can get a rip on any beach in Donegal. That's the first point. They exist on every beach. Some beaches are more prone to them, for example, Tullenstrand. A rip current is a deep channel of water moving out towards out to sea, away from the beach. It can start at waist depth, and what it does, it moves at 4 or 5 knots out to sea. It could be only a couple of metres wide. It could be like 5 to 7 metres wide. And all the waves come in and all that water needs to go somewhere. And sometimes it channels out in this 5 meter wide channel and you can get caught in it. If you get caught in it, the simple thing is to do nothing. Just go with it. Don't panic. Keep your arms under the water. Don't raise your arms up. Then when you feel that it's dissipating and you're out behind the waves, you can swim parallel to the shore. You can call for help. But what drowns most people in rips, most people who drown in rips can actually swim. What drowns most people is actually panicking and, oh my God, I'm going out to sea. The rip will stop as soon as the white water starts, if you follow me. So the rip doesn't keep going. It doesn't go 2 miles out to sea. It literally stops behind the waves. So that's as far as you'll ever go. Now, that's easy for me to say, and if you're in that situation, it's very scary. But literally, don't panic. Keep treading water. Go with it. The worst thing you can do is attempt to fight it and swim against it, because nobody can swim that fast the wrong way up a rip. You have to go with it. You have to stay calm and wait for help. In places like Bundoran, we're very well serviced by lifeboats and lifeguards, but there are 14 lifeguard beaches around Donegal. They use a flag system, red flag and red and yellow flag. Always check with a lifeguard. If there's no lifeguard on duty, assume it is not safe. Either check with a local person or don't get in.
Killian O'Kelly, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning. That's Killian from Bundoran. As we say, a member of Bundoran RNLI, a surf instructor on Tullen Strand, and a member of the community who have taken this initiative to erect this signage warning people of the danger of riptides on Tullen Strand in Bundoran. Killian, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.